Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. West reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball four. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive towards first. Burns catches it and steps on first to double up Kaum. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knickerbocker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Farrell covering. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Kam moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Kam scores. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Farrell trying to get to home. West throws the ball into Farrell who tags Farrell who's trying to score from second, for the out. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. West hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Kam moves to second. one out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Farrell scores. Porter moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns is called out on strikes. One out. Clint Brown now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Com reaches second base with a double. Vosmick scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Sam Gray now pitching. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Brown reaches second base with a double. Spencer scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms pinch hits for Sam Gray. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 3 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. West hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. West reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lovey. Averill moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 4 in the game. Sissel bunts towards third. Sherin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. There goes Sissel trying to get to home. West throws the ball into Melillo, who relays the ball to Farrell, who tags Sissel, who came all the way from first, for the out. Vosmick moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-1, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.